For those who don't know, we get a chance to talk to Darren Eales every week, our president of Atlanta United. His former team is Tottenham.
Yes.
Your former team, Ajax. Those two teams are playing. You guys got a little side bet going on right now?
No, yeah. Probably when I see him, we're going to talk about it, of course. But he wasn't not in the building in our training ground, so maybe he's afraid. I don't know. But I think if I was there, I should be afraid.
Well, we're about to find out if they've
big
got
talk from the Dutchman
side bet going on. It is Dukes and Bell, and Darren Eales is presented by Aaron's, perfect for your budget and style with top name brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. Do you guys have a side bet going on? Welcome in, Darren. That, of course, was Frank DeBoer. He came in studio with us last week, and I asked him about, did you guys have a little something going on there?
Yeah, afternoon, guys. Yeah, and I'm not afraid at all. So bring it on. I figure I'm happy if I act when I wear a pair of clogs for the day and we can have stampot or whatever rubbish they eat in Holland at the cafeteria. And if Spurs win, we'll have fish and chips and he'll have to wear a pair of Spurs slippers for the day.
Yeah, they put mayonnaise. Well, the Dutch do it in the Netherlands. They do. I mean, in Belgium, I should say, they do that as well. But it's not bad, Carl, when the mayonnaise is freshly whipped.
I would agree.
Darren, we lost 2-1. Unfortunately, the early goal just really put us behind the eight ball. Then, as we've seen other teams do, Dallas FC kind of parked the bus. What was your take on the match?
Yeah, I mean, look, that was a good synopsis right there, Mike. It was, disappointing, obviously, the result, but you know, it was one of those games, no different, I think, from we'd had in the previous two seasons where we were attacking, we were creating chances, we just couldn't get the goal to drop, whether it was, you know, Barco hitting the post and the bar, he had a tremendous free kick where he hit the bar, or it was, just the keeper having a really great game. He had one save from Joseph where he just got down really low and turned around the post. So, you know, that was frustrating. And you saw it, you know, we were chasing that second goal. Leandro goes and makes a run down the right because we're trying to throw things forward. And then, you know, we get caught on the break. So, you know, the result was disappointing. But from a performance perspective and creating chances, you know, that was certainly positive. And again, you know, amazing fans, another sellout from our crowd. So, you know, it's obviously disappointing because we're in a results industry. But, you know, the game of soccer, probably even more than other sports, you can have games like that where, you know, it just doesn't go your way. We've had it in the previous two seasons. But we've got to bounce back now this weekend and a big game against Colorado.
It is Darren Eales joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Darren, I described it to, the average fringe fan who maybe doesn't go to all the games or watch all the games. I said it would be like Julio Jones having a 150-yard game for the Falcons and the Falcons not scoring. You know, and I think that correlation for us, we were, no doubt, the most dangerous we've been all year. But, the result is what it's about. So what do you preach this week? And I say you, I'm talking about Frank DeBoer. What does the staff say to the guys to know and to continue to give them confidence? Because we continue to have these building blocks that Mike and I continue to talk about. Like, okay, that looked better. We feel better about that. But the result is still not there.
Yeah, look, and I think a little bit of it is, you know, it's one of those things you've just got to, you know, taking your chances. It's funny, in some ways you can't really work on it. You've just got to create situations and, you know, there'll be a time. Joseph's a great example. You know, Joseph, you know, still showed his finishing prowess in taking the penalty, but the ball that Pitti Martinez put through to him, 9 times out of 10, Joseph scores that. And it was just one of those days where he just puts it slightly past the post. And, you know, we know Joseph's a great finisher, so it's just about trying to get back in that groove. And, you know, if we get that first goal, we've known this. It's no secret in soccer. It's the same the world over. If you get that first goal, all of a sudden teams have to come and attack you, and that's when we're at our most dangerous. So we've got to try and focus on also, eliminating those mistakes that we have, that have given up some silly goals.
It is Darren Eales, guys, team president of Atlanta United. Again, pregame 5:30 on Saturday, as he mentioned, Colorado. And they are really struggling trying to put the ball in the net, coming to town to take on United, the game at 6. The defense, and we miss Garza. And, of course, when you move Garza on, that was a financially sound move. We just didn't know that everybody else was going to get banged up on the back line. When Escobar, when Bello is healthy, do you feel that's going to also contribute to getting things going?
Absolutely. And look, I mean, you know, yes, we moved Garza on, but Greg's been injured for the start of the season, so we wouldn't have had him either for the first 6 games of the season.
Right.
But we didn't think we were going to get so many in the same spot. So I do think, you know, now with Franco back to 100%, with George Bello back in training this week, which is great to see, you know, that does obviously give us more options, because they're the type of players, they're the type of fullbacks that do like to get forward, young with energy, and, you know, that suits our game. So the more choices we have, the better it is. But, you know, every team gets injuries, so we have to deal with that.
Darren, this may be unfair, but I want to present it to you because as the fan base has talked to Mike and I on the program, and we're out and about and at matches, how much of this do you put on Frank DeBoer? And when I ask the question, I'm not saying is he in trouble. What I'm saying is the progress, are you happy with it? And then more importantly, when you have losses like this, I mean, how much of it falls on the manager to the performance itself?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the first thing is, you know, none of us are happy in terms of the results. But I think, you know, the reality is in soccer, no different from any sport, you can't assume you're going to win every game. So I think, you know, whatever happened, we were coming as defending titles, you know, the defending champions, and everyone wants to take us down a peg or two. We've spoken about this in Miguel Almirón. We lost a unique player, you know, a very talented player, but he's unique in his skill set. So there's always going to be a transition period. And I think, you know, we've seen with Pete Martinez just the little pass that he gave to Joseph in the game on the weekend was a great piece of skill, but he's someone that we spoke about has come off a long season, that was injured on international duty, that's still gelling with the team. So I think all of those factors are going to be reality. And any time you change staff, you're going to have a transition period. So I think, you know, that was always to be expected. I think the key thing now, and I think that, that, you know, the positive signs is you take the New England game, you take Dallas. Yes, we lost to Dallas, but in terms of creating chances, in terms of the way that we're playing, that's been exciting to see, and that's exactly what we want from Atlanta United team. So I think that's, you know, that's a positive for us going forward. And, you know, we said this before, we had Champions League that we've never had before. So there's a lot of differences that has made this season challenging to start with. But, you know, the good news for us is we've only had six matches. You know, there's still, you know, vast majority of the season to go.
It is Darren Hills with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline, talking about Atlanta United as we hopefully we're going to, and again, we just want to get, the style makes the fight, Darren, for the casual fan. We want to see a lot of action, and hopefully it'll be the case against Colorado. What about these rumors? Now, again, a lot of these are always unsubstantiated, but it is out there, and people ask us to ask you, is Darlington Nagbe happy? Because I think Matthew Doyle at MLS.com was writing there was some interest in maybe moving Nagbe.
Yeah, I mean, look, there is no interest in moving Darlington. I mean, Darlington's been playing great for us, and, you know, he's one of our top performers. It's really strange, isn't it? We're in a modern media era now where, you know, people can just speculate without any sort of basis to that, and, you know, people start talking. And we're used to that. We get it on all the things from, you know, players that are interested in signing for us through to, you know, potential trades during the season. And it's a good thing that people are talking about MLS and talking about Atlanta United, but there's nothing doing there.
Gotcha.
Darren Hills, our guest, guys. He joins us on a weekly basis to talk about Atlanta United. As we move forward, you talked about now Colorado this weekend. You know, they come in. They're not good. But that doesn't mean anything, right? I mean, we've seen this where we just expect to win, and we can't do that. We've got to go in and handle our business. What concerns you about the Rapids?
Yeah, look, you're absolutely right. I mean, my first concern with them is they've got, you know, everything to play for in the sense that they've had a poor start, and they're going to be, you know, really focused on sort of stemming the flow and trying to turn things around. So, you know, in that sense, they're a dangerous opponent. And, you know, MLS is a league unlike most leagues in the world. But, you know, there really is parity. We're seeing that with the New York Red Bulls, you know, the team that tipped us to the supporter shield, you know, the most points in the history of the league. And they're, you know, struggling this year as well to get points. So we know it's a tough league. And if you don't turn up with 100% attitude, you're going to get beaten. So, you know, it's really important for us that, you know, we turn up 100% to play. You know, our fans are there, which have been, you know, unbelievable right from the very start. But, you know, that's the advantage we have at home with our amazing fan base getting behind us. You know, that I think is going to give us that lift that we need to get out there and hopefully, you know, get that win that we all want.
It is Darren Hills with us, guys. And that's the thing, Darren, we've talked about it all, you know, season long, because obviously it's not the way we expected the season to go, but we're just so used to this team just being one of the best and just being so fun to watch. And I think in fairness to Frank DeBoer, you know, LGP and guys, we've had defensive lapses when Tata was here. We've given up soft goals, but we always seem to bounce back. Is it just simply a matter of inches because we've missed some passes early and now we're just missing goals by inches?
Yeah, and look, I mean, I don't want to sort of, there's a danger of overanalyzing. And then, you know, that's, like we said about soccer, you know, you sort of get the result and then everybody sort of reads from that. But, you know, the game we had on the weekend was no different from games we'd had in the first two seasons. And, you know, Barco's shot hits the post and goes in, and right. It's a totally different game, and we win it 4-1, and we would not be, you know, that wouldn't change anything about how we're playing or the way that the the team's been put together. This is the game of soccer. Sometimes you can have that frustration of 22 shots and find yourself on the losing team. But I think the important thing is that we have that attitude, and we have to go into the Colorado game with an attitude that we need a 100% effort. We're not going to just get given. They're not going to roll over for us. I think that'll be the focus this week from the lads and from Frank and the coaching staff. So let's work off the good work that we've shown in the last two games in terms of creating chances, in terms of trying to be attacking and getting forward, and can continue to do that. Because as long as we do that in each game, we're going to win more than we lose. We're going to be in the playoffs, and we're going to be there battling again, for the MLS Cup. As long as we keep performing like that, the results will take care of themselves.
Because nobody's running away with the East. That's one of the caveats. We talk about what's the most wins in the Eastern Conference? Four wins right now.
Yeah. No, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, if you look at it, it's really tight. And, again, it's a little bit disproportionate because we haven't played as many games. There's a group of teams playing midweek. We're not playing midweek this week. So there's that sense as well of perhaps the picture being painted worse than it is because we've got those games in hand.
Darren, thank you so much for joining us. Darren is brought to you by Aaron's Guys, perfect for your budget and style with top name brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. We will talk to you soon, Darren. Thanks again.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much.